Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look this week at the commodity markets. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, good morning, Dan. Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to firm this morning amid reports that several plants are snug on supplies for this week. The terminal markets are called steady to a dollar higher in light volume tests, with top prices seen ranging from $43 to $47. Peoria is called steady with a top price of $43. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, June 2nd, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were $12,090. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $58 to $70, and the weighted average $66.12. That was a gain of 75 cents from Thursday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $43.77 to $54.16. Weighted average was $49.72. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,141. The base price range was $57.50 to $69, and the weighted average $66.37, a gain of 39 cents from Thursday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $47.33 to $52, and the weighted average was $49.24.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Well, in just a few minutes, we'll take a look at the overnight trade on the Kansas City wheat pit and the Chicago Board of Trade. And we'll talk things over with Brian Maple from FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis. But first, it's time to get a peek at the growing area's weather. And here's meteorologist Ed Kieser. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay. And we'll start out with just a few highlights. And the one highlight is hot weather is expected to continue in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, especially from southwestern Nebraska southward, more in the western parts of the belt. That's where it's been driest and closer to the hot dome of high pressure over the Rockies that will cause temperatures to get well into the 90s, if not the low 100s, over the next several days. And moisture stress and heat stress will continue out there. That will damage remaining winter wheat in the fields a little more, at least, although much of the crop is done. Some of it was damaged a long time ago, and it is getting to the point where the crop is past its useful growth stage anyway, but that's one area of weather to talk about. The other is that we do have a northwest flow setting up across the Midwest. That's actually been the case over the last several days, and we'll be on the edge of that hotter weather to our west and southwest. And as a result, we'll have periodic showers and thunderstorms come through the Midwest Corn Belt and also across the northern plains, and that's going to be favorable for crop development in all of those areas. So now detailing the weather, first in the Midwest Corn Belt, a little bit of rain fell here and there over the weekend, especially if you go back to Friday. A few showers and thunderstorms even formed in Illinois and moved generally north to south, but most amounts were under a quarter of an inch. More significant rain fell Friday in southern and eastern Indiana into parts of Ohio. There were also some showers in eastern Nebraska and parts of the Dakotas. Then as we got into the last 24 hours, a few showers did provide rainfall totals over a quarter of an inch over parts of western and southern Missouri back into northeastern Kansas. Some of the areas that have been warmer of late, so the rain that did fall there certainly beneficial to help prevent stress from getting out of hand in those areas. So that definitely beneficial out that way. Now, as we take a look at the last 24 hours or the last 3 days, I could tell you rainfall coverage in the Corn Belt approaching 75%, but some of the amounts were light. Some of the heavier amounts, Columbus, Nebraska with 1.65 inches, and a quarter of an inch to more than an inch in northern Kentucky, southern Ohio, on into central Michigan. In the eastern Corn Belt, the weather is going to be mild this week, and we're going to have less rain than of late, so that should help with the planting prospect, some of the late planting, especially in Indiana, where it's still needed. In the western Corn Belt, there will be a little warmer, and there will be a few more showers and thunderstorms, so that will be beneficial for providing some moisture. And we're going to have showers and thunderstorms moving through much of the Corn Belt the middle of this week on a scattered basis, so that will help keep moisture up enough to keep the crops growing. But with some of the drier weather in the eastern areas here over the last couple of days and today and tomorrow as well, that'll be beneficial for planting. In the Delta and Southeast, timely showers are expected in the Delta around Tuesday and Wednesday and maybe into Thursday this week. They're not expecting heavy rain, but that will slow some of the net drying in that area. But showers favor the Southeast over the Delta. The Delta is remaining a bit on the dry side. In the Great Plains, again, the hard winter wheat belt, some showers and thunderstorms occurring in parts of Oklahoma this morning. They had a few areas with showers, but generally dry and hot weather will prevail. In the Northern Plains spring wheat belt and in the Canadian prairies, they have some showers and thunderstorms moving through the Dakotas this morning. And later next week into the weekend, all of the prairie area and Northern Plains spring wheat belt will be getting some rain, so they've got moisture to work with. Temperatures in the U.S. Northern Plains will be on the warm side, too, so great for crop development. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Look at the overnight trade first in Kansas City, where July wheat opened at 493, down 1 1/4 on the open, down a quarter on the last trade. September at 502.5 was down 2 on the open and 3 on the last trade. July wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade at $4.75. Down 3 on the open, 1 1/4 in the last trade. September at 415.75, down 1 3/4 on the open and last trade. July corn, 255.5, down 4 in the open, 2 on the last trade. September at 267, down 4 in the open, 2 on the last trade. December corn at 281.25, down 3 3/4 on the open and 2 1/4 on the last trade. The March 07 at 291.5 on the open. Down 3.5 and down 1 1/4 on the last trade. July soybeans, 603.5, down 5.5 on the open, 2 on the last trade. September at 617.5, down 3.5 on the open, 1 3/4 on the last trade. November, 628, down 5 1/4 on the open and 1 1/4 in the last trade. And the January 07 soybeans, 641, open down 1 and we're down 2 on the last trade. July soybean meal, 184 even, down 140 on the open, down 40 on the last trade. And the oil contract for July at 25.29, down 14 on the open and 3 on the last trade. Now let's bring in Brian Maple from F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana, to talk about what all that means. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Things looked a little soft on the overnight trade. I guess the big question is, can the rally from Friday be resurrected?
I don't know about having a big rally like we had on Friday today, but I think that we'll end up coming back and testing both sides of the trade today. Your outside markets are very firm out here with crude oil products all making big runs this morning. Start off with your dollar is weaker to start the day off. Gold's a little bit higher. I think that's going to all lean to some support coming back into this marketplace. There's also some talk about heat moving into the west towards the end of the week and mixed feelings on how much rain that they're going to get out here this week. The heat that we've had so far has been very beneficial to us in the west. We've seen the crop conditions get better, and I expect tonight's condition report to show 1 to 2 point increase in the corn condition. And probably our first conditions on beans come out tonight that'll show some pretty good conditions on the bean crop, especially in the west. Mm-hmm. Us over here in Indiana are not feeling that good about our crop, but the western Corn Belt seems to be in pretty good shape. So I think you'll start lower this morning, start 1 to 2 lower corn, beans, wheat, all of them, and then we'll try and resurrect a little bit of a rally and try and see if we can come back, trade to the plus side. By the end of the week, we'll see what the weather forecast is. How are they calling the weather? We don't need an extended dry period, but this heat can be very beneficial for the crop at this stage.
Mm-hmm. So a little bit of a soft start to the week and then an assessment as the week goes on. What kind of strategies are you recommending right now?
I think right now I'm probably just looking at continuing to step into this. If we go for new highs as the week goes on, I'd probably step in and sell a little bit more corn, sell a little bit more beans. The beans bother me because fundamentally I can't justify the rally we had on Friday. I think Friday's rally was strictly funds just giving up, saying we've been short this bean complex this long time period, and it's unable to work for us. Let's get the heck out of Dodge. And they bailed on their shorts, and we saw open interest drop. I didn't actually see the open interest this morning, but last week we were starting to see a fall. And I'm assuming that they're not building big longs right now. All they're doing is getting out of their shorts. And I think that leans towards keeping beans sold in front of the fundamental picture, which I think will rule when it's all said and done. The fundamentals will come back and take charge.
Okay, so again, the opening call this morning from you?
1 to 2 lower corn, beans, and wheat. I think your cattle are going to start slightly firmer on the firm cash in the west, and the hogs will be under a little bit of pressure getting started.
Brian, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jake.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company, Indianapolis, Indiana, joining us on the pre-opening commodity market report. We'll have the opens coming up at 9:50 this morning, of course, here on AM 580 WILL Urbana, a listener-supported broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's a minute past 9 o'clock, and now we'll get a world update from the BBC.